Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does Jerry Jones need to call Jimmy Johnson? Does he need to say anything at all? 877-881-1053. Jimmy Johnson was asked if Jerry Jones has reached out to congratulate him on making the Hall of Fame.
Surely.
And Jimmy Johnson said no, he hasn't heard a thing.
Oh.
Now, I will say that Jerry Jones, on the day of, released a statement. Oh, wow. He released a statement. That's enough, right? Like,
no,
hey,
congratulations. No, you got to reach out in person.
This is like that same deal where Aaron Rodgers donated $1 million to the California wildlife, the fire relief. And his brother was like, yeah, our parents live in California. Sure, it would be great if you would say, hey, are you doing okay? Like, that's not the same.
He donated money to keep them alive, Kevin.
It'd be like if Hagee got engaged and we, like, put a statement out like, the KNC Masterpiece would like to congratulate Kevin Hagelin for getting engaged. But then we at work, we just act like nothing ever happened.
That is kind of how it went, though. I'm sorry.
We just talked about it.
I didn't post congratulations on the Facebook page, if that makes
sense.
It's okay.
I don't do that.
You told me congratulations in real life, so it's fine.
Yeah, no. I texted Shia Follow yesterday, happy birthday, but I would not
post
it on Facebook.
It was his birthday?
Yeah, it was his birthday yesterday. I don't post it on Facebook. I tell you in person.
And that's fine.
Or I text you. But, or unless it's my wife, then I post a very long post about our relationship.
Happy birthday, Eric.
But does Jerry Jones need to call Jimmy Johnson and say something? And do you think Jimmy's expecting it? Do you think he's waiting for it?
Yes. Why? Really? Why else do you think?
I don't think Jimmy Johnson cares at all.
Man, then why wouldn't he just be like, it's fine either way? Like, he was like, no, he hasn't reached out. He could just be like, that's private. But he was just like, no, he hasn't reached out, but it's fine.
Because he wants to throw out that, look, this thing is still going on.
Yes!
That's exactly what it is. This thing still exists between the two of us.
I agree.
Wow.
So you're telling me you don't think he cares? Of course he cares.
I really don't think that it matters at all to him.
Come
I think
on.
He's like, I got so much fishing to do. You know, I really do. I think that he believes that there's just so much more that he can accomplish and that it is something that exists in his world. But I don't think that it's anything that's really bothering or bugging him.
Remember when he was inducted on national television? This is how he finished, you know, his like little emotional speech.
It's nice to know people appreciate it.
You don't think that guy wants to hear from Jerry Jones? Like, hey, man, I know we've had our differences. I really appreciate what you did for the Dallas Cowboys franchise in all your years here. Who cares who gets the credit? We did it together. You know, like, you have to say something.
Yep.
You have to say something. Like, think about what Shaq is talking about with Kobe and what he regrets with all the things that just happened.
Yeah, like, man, you're right. Because that's somebody who, like, you know, I talked about it yesterday that I wasn't sure about all of the things he said. But I very much appreciate the fact that Shaq has stepped out and he's like, look, there were problems and we had problems and here's blah, 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 blah. And, like, really walked through it and gotten emotional about the whole thing. He didn't put out a statement that said, although Kobe Bryant and I over the years had multiple disagreements, we did come together and were able to win 3 championships. Like, he like was out there and he's crying and it's a whole to do. And I don't know, man, doesn't seem right.
Here's what the statement said. We're so happy that the Hall of Fame has recognized Jimmy Johnson for what he is. A great coach.
Dude, right on, man.
Yeah, who wrote that, though?
Yeah, a computer program? You know what I think should happen? And I know he listens. And if he calls in right now, I mean, by the way, there's nobody around, so we could do whatever we want right now.
We could have Bill call in.
We could have Bill talk to us.
If he calls in right now, that would be great, because I know the Cowboys listen, and they Tolo. He should call in right now and say, guys, I heard what you're saying, and I want to make this declarative statement right now. Since I have owned the Dallas Cowboys, there is no question that Jimmy Johnson is by far the greatest coach we've ever had. He's going into the Ring of Honor.
All right, here are a couple other things I wanted to add on this. The more of that said to Jimmy, I say the stars were aligned and our dreams came true when we joined the Dallas Cowboys.
Gross.
And that's him adding himself into it. And on behalf of the Cowboys and fans all over the world, I say congratulations, Jimmy. We're proud of you. In addition,
oh my God,
Jimmy Johnson was asked what other owners have contacted him. And he said, Jeffrey Lurie from the Eagles, Dean Spanos from the Chargers. Several owners.
Oh, come on!
Golly.
This is terrible!
The public reaction to Johnson's absence from the Ring of Honor is something, though, that popped up. He said, Troy Aikman and I had dinner many years ago. I didn't realize how angry some of the players were. I thought they would have understood, but they didn't understand. It hit me one night at dinner at my house that, geez, the players that I love are angry that I left. I said, if they only knew, I was ready to move on. I felt bad about that, and I feel bad about that to this day for them. I don't feel bad. He said, I don't feel bad for me. So he admits, I was ready to move on from that team at the time. And I know a lot of people like blame Jerry Jones for not letting that thing, you know, not keeping that thing together. It was two guys with massive egos that parted.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
And a lot of players hold the grudge against Jerry for not keeping their coach around.
I mean, and why do you think he wanted to leave? You know, one of the things that struck me about all of this is when all the outcry started about Jimmy not being in the Ring of Honor, I was kind of like, hold on, he's not? I guess I had just kind of forgotten that he wasn't in the Ring of Honor. And I was like, oh, that looks bad. He's going to make it into the Hall of Fame. So he's going to make it into the biggest organization or the most important validation that you can have post-career in the NFL, but he can't be one of the best of the Cowboys? Like, you've only had, think about how weird this is. There have been three coaches in the history of this franchise to win a Super Bowl. One of them is in the Ring of Honor. Like, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want to put Barry Switzer in, okay, but
nobody's clamoring for that.
How is Jimmy Johnson not in there?
Well, Do you agree with Broadus on the sentiment that he thinks Steven will put him in, but never Jerry?
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, it does, but it also makes sense if you just don't think that people can learn from their mistakes. I have made a ton of mistakes in my life, like a ton. I like to think that most of them I learn from. And, you know, and I know we'll talk to Kendrick Perkins about this, but like, and maybe he just doesn't view that this is a bridge that gets to be mended. But what if something terrible happened to one of those people tomorrow? Would you be like, well, he died and we never fixed it?
Yeah, like, I think they would. I think they're willing to go into it that way.
That's terrible. This is the greatest combination short term in the history of the NFL. There is no question about that.
Yep.
All right? They were together for 5 years and they took what had essentially become an expansion team. And within 5 years, they had won the Super Bowl twice. From what had become an expansion team to winning a Super Bowl twice in the span of 5 years. There is no other franchise in the history of the NFL that can have something that was as successful as that. And spare me your Steelers and Patriots, because they were already a built-in, ready-made product.
This is such a divisive topic here.
How?
Jerry's statement is great. Nothing else needs to be said. Jimmy should take responsibility for the problem. He disrespected Jerry years ago. He wanted to get fired. No loyalty from Jimmy. Jerry deserves the respect Jimmy never gave him.
Okay, look.
And that's Jimmy. He was flirting with other teams about another job while he already had a job.
I am not of the opinion that this is all Jerry Jones' fault at all. I'm not here to tell you that. But nothing big happened with Jerry right now. All right, this is Jimmy's moment, and it is on Jerry to reach out. It is not on the person who had the big moment to go call the person who wronged them. That is not their job
hey,
in
Jerry,
this moment.
Hey, Jerry, you want to congratulate
me? Yeah. Like, yeah. What? Like, how's that call going to go? Hey, I know we had a lot of beef, but I'm going to give you the chance to congratulate me. That's not how that goes.
Jerry's ego is so all-consuming, we haven't been to an NFC championship in 20-plus years. I don't think that what people are saying, where they're saying Jimmy Johnson is overrated, I don't agree with that. He was able to turn a franchise that was bad into a Super Bowl-winning franchise.
And he implemented the modern concept of NFL speed. Like, I mean, I know there were fast players before, but if you look at the different areas on the field in which Jimmy Johnson demanded and implemented a different level of speed than what had been seen before, I don't know what to tell you.
Now, I will say Jimmy Johnson was integral in the growth of Jason Garrett, Kevin, where Jason Garrett went to him many times to talk about coaching, and he said this. He said, sometimes I don't know why it didn't go better this year. He said, I watched them play a lot of times, and they looked as good as anyone in the league, and they were very talented, but then I'd see some adversity happen, and they just went blasé. I think sometimes you've got to be able to grit your teeth and say, I'm going to be able to make it happen some way, somehow. I'm going to make it happen, and you've got to have that inner drive. At times, they didn't have their inner drive. And then Deion Sanders said, stop blaming Jason Garrett for the Cowboys' disappointing season.
And I get that, and I have said the same thing all along. It is just so much easier to do that.
Yeah, no, and that I think that's the thing that we got to look at here, is it was easier to say, okay, we have the talent, but they're not responding. So let's move on from the coaching staff, because that's going to be cheaper for us, right?
Yep.
It'll be cheaper for us to move on, especially since we just paid all these guys that we expected would be able to be motivated by the coaching staff. And now they got paid, and now we have to make them walk on eggshells with a brand new coaching staff. That's how it works.
One of the things I've seen both on Twitter online and then here on the fan text, 877-881-1053, the Autoflex Leasing fan text, is maybe Jimmy never called Jerry when Jerry got in. Would that influence your thoughts on this in any way? Because me personally, I think be the bigger person and just, hey, even though they didn't congratulate you, it's the right thing to do no matter – you know, what kind of petty disagreements and fights you guys had in the past.
That's a great point. This would be, Shippy, man, I'm glad that you brought that up. This would be one of those instances where I would hope that I kind of learned from my past mistakes because, yeah, the history of my life is also marked with plenty of pettiness. And so I could see in the past being like, no. But, yeah, this could be a great moment where you could swoop in and be like, hey, I just wanted to congratulate you for this. This is so awesome. You definitely deserve it, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, I think that's a fair point of view. I do, and maybe that's why. Look, it's Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones are stubborn people, and they have decided to be stubborn against one another. And you just don't really anticipate it changing, right?
If something was to happen, Kevin, between you and me, I would hope that we would do the same thing and never talk to each other again.
Oh,
like,
well,
we've talked to each other a lot, and I feel like that maybe we're at a point where we'd be like, okay, that's enough talking.
That's enough. I don't know, man. The one time we had, like, a big mega fight, we didn't talk to each other for a night.
Uh-huh.
And then it was fine the next day.
Well, it's hard not to talk to each other when you do a talk show.
Yeah,
together.
Well, I mean, you could just talk to the producer through them.
Man. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, Corey says that Jerry, the GM, owner, needs to fire Jerry, the GM. Response.
Look, let's not pretend like we've never had shows on our very own airwaves before with two people that couldn't freaking stand each other, all right? It is not an unknown in radio, bud.
True.
That's the thing that I love about Kevin. We could talk or not talk for hours, and it's a very beneficial relationship.
That's a weird way of putting that, but I like it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next are Mostert and Bobby T, the toughest humans in the world. Will they make the difference in the Super Bowl? We'll explain next on The Fan.
Which Super Bowl running back shot his own toe off?
What?
And also has had some of the fastest runs of the entire year. We will get into that in just a moment. However, Kevin, there is a big person in the Super Bowl that's not going to be playing on the field, but is going to be has been integral to the game of the San Francisco 49ers. Whoa. And that is Bobby Turner. Anybody ever heard of Bobby Turner? All right. Here you go. Here's a little nugget about Bobby Turner in 2005. The blood gushed profusely, nonstop. Nothing Bobby Turner or the Broncos training staff could do stopped his nosebleed. The running back's coach should have gone to the hospital that frigid December day. No, different Turner. But an entire half of football remained in a pivotal game, and Turner wasn't about to abandon his charges. I don't know what that means. So he basically has two towels in his nose in 10-degree weather at Arrowhead, and it just toughed it out. He said, I'm not sure what I can do at this point. He stuck through the game, would not leave his players, and there was no room for deviation. He went to the hospital afterwards, almost needing an extra blood bag.
Oh, my God.
And didn't care. He refused to stop contributing to his guys. And Mike Shanahan says, that was Bobby. Tough son of a gun. Now, Mike Shanahan is the father of Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan says that they call the 70-year-old Turner Bobby the OG of coaching.
Oh.
He is a 24-year NFL coaching veteran and one of the pillars of Kyle Shanahan's Super Bowl contending Niners, just as he was the 2-time Super Bowl winning Broncos.
Oh.
In his 24-year career, he has had featured 15 1,000-yard campaigns by 8 different running backs.
Good Lord.
Even in the 8 seasons where either Denver, Washington, Atlanta, or San Francisco lacked a feature back, all of his pupils combined to give their teams one of the league's leading rushing attacks. Clinton Portis says he is the key ingredient. Look at the scheme and Bobby Turner's track record. In Denver with Terrell Davis, with Olandis Gary, myself, Tatum Bell, all the backs had 1,000 yards. And everybody says that, damn, Bobby T has a lot of 1,000-yard rushers. That's just what he does. Now, he had a plan, Kevin. He was the oldest of 13 children growing up in East Chicago.
Oh, my God.
He had to fend for himself from the time he turned 12 years old. So he charted a path of his own. He said, use football, basketball, track, and baseball to escape. Support himself with a wide array of odd jobs, a shoe shiner, lawnmower, house cleaning, and car washing. He earned a college scholarship, and he wanted to graduate and then coach. He did all those things. And since then, he has been one of the running backs coaches for some of the best running back seasons that guys could have. And Kevin, he's the Niners running backs coach.
Yep.
And they absolutely dominated in the NFC Championship game.
You know, I have to admit, I'm really impressed by people who can show that sort of versatility. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, do you have Terrell Davis? Great. You succeeded. Way to go. Oh, wait, you can turn anybody into something that's really, really good? All right, now I'm impressed. And the fact that he's had, what do you say, 15 seasons of running backs above 1,000 yards, and he's done it with multiple teams, with multiple different running backs, man, that's pretty dang impressive. And then when you factor in the fact that apparently he's also super tough.
Yeah, you have a coach that's like, no, I'm not going to leave because my nose is bleeding. I have to stay here and do everything that I need to do for my guys. My guys. And he says that, look, these are the right people that we're putting into our system. He talks about system running backs and people saying that, hey, man, he's a system running back. But he says, it's my job to not get in the way of letting those guys use the talents that they have.
The right kind of guy.
Right, exactly. Finding the guy that can. But he's like, I can put anybody in a system. But my job is to make sure that whenever they come into the system, that I allow them to use what talent they have, but also to understand why they're doing what they're doing. And that's why he's been so good at what he's done for so long, because he doesn't want to have a head coach or a coordinator upset, but he also wants to make sure that everybody in his system is doing the right things. And so he's a great communicator of what they need to do, what they need to be looking for, and what they need to accomplish. And Kevin, the San Francisco 49ers running game this year, I don't always say that the running game is like, I've always loved in the Cowboys' ability to do what they did with Zeke because it was effective.
Yep.
But man, in this day and age in the NFL, if you could just go, hey, we're going to try and pass on people, but if all else fails, we can really go out there and run the ball well. that's something you can lean on and know that you have in your pocket. And that's what the Niners have going into this game.
And you've already seen the variety of running backs in which they can do it. But you mentioned how tough this fella was. Is he tougher than one of his running backs? Do you know how tall Raheem Mostert is? Not, still not Mozart.
I'm going to say, basically looking at it, I'm going to say he's 5'9".
He's 5'11".
All right.
But he, I win. But he thinks he should have been a lot taller.
What?
So we all do.
No.
No, not me.
He has a, he has a different reason for why he should have been a lot taller.
772 yards and 8 touchdowns this year.
Are his parents like 11 feet tall?
No. But when he was 3 or 4, he shot his big toe off with a gun.
What?
So.
Shots
what?
Yeah.
He shot his own toe off?
Does that stunt your growth?
Now. Haha. I'm glad that you asked that. He says yes. Is he thinks that that ended up stunting his growth.
So does he have a toe?
No.
Still?
Have you seen a picture of this?
I haven't. But here's how he told the story. So his family constantly moved around. I mean, what state do you think he grew up in?
California?
No, come on. He shot, little kid shot his own big toe.
Florida.
Off. Yes.
He's a Florida man.
Yes.
Florida man shoots off own toe.
Exactly.
He also said Florida man was MVP.
That's right.
Florida man wins MVP.
So he said he never knew his biological father, but said he had a quote-unquote dad who ultimately brought a gun into their house. He brought the gun into the house after their house suffered from a gang invasion.
What?
Wow. Yeah. So this is like, obviously,
what
super
an
intense.
Story.
The part that he doesn't necessarily like connect all the dots, because like, so you got it. There was a gang invasion at his house. The guy who was his father figure brought a gun to the house, and he ended up shooting his toe off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I didn't get the dots connected as if, like, where was the gun kept? Like, obviously not in a very safe place, because Mostert said he ended up getting the gun. He found the weapon in a pile of laundry.
Oh.
Who just leaves a gun in a pile of laundry?
Did he put the gun through the washer?
I would think.
Could you imagine the noise that would make?
Trying to clean the prints off.
Boom,
of
boom, boom.
That would not work, I think.
Okay.
I guess I'm not 100% about that. If you're trying to commit a crime, don't, but also don't do that to get away with it. I don't feel like that's going to work.
Also, don't commit crimes.
I said that first. Oh. Thank you very much.
I missed that part.
Yeah, so he found it in a pile of laundry and he shot himself in the foot.
Like, was he aiming at his foot?
Well, he didn't.
Or was he like spinning it like Doc Holliday?
Because he was only 3 or 4. He didn't.
Oh.
He didn't clarify what he was doing. He just said he almost ended up killing himself, like by accident.
Did he point the gun sideways, like in all the movies, at his toe and be like,
it was a kill shot?
I can understand that.
And so, yeah, he shot his own toe off, which he said stunted his growth. And I wonder, did it end that relationship with his mom and that father figure? I would think like that would be a pretty big sticking point if you just left a gun in a pile of laundry and your son ended up shooting his toe off and you're like, but we can make it work.
Like, this is a weird story, but I think that's the weirdest part is that the gun was just in the laundry.
Yes.
I do want to point out that I'm going to go back to something real quick on Bobby T. Yes, he was from East Chicago, Indiana. I just want to, people are losing their minds about that. So
It
is East Chicago, Indiana.
So he said that he calls his now missing, or as he describes it, shortened toe, which is amazing, by the way. If you ever lose a finger, Corey, just say you didn't lose it. It's shortened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said it's a good luck charm for him, and teammates are surprised when they see it for the first time. And then also said that it gives him motivation to raise his family different, which, I mean, you hope it doesn't come to that to get to this point, but that's good.
And
you think he has an endorsement with StubHub?
Dr. Scholl's. He says, I don't want people thinking, oh, you have to shoot your foot off. I'm not encouraging that.
That's a bold statement that he makes right there.
I mean, he is in the Super Bowl, so what kind of sacrifice do you want to make, you know?
Would you shoot your big toe off for the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl?
Nope.
What if
I don't like pain, dude.
What if I told you they're going to win 5 in a row?
No.
What?
For 5 in a row, if I could get a cut, too, of some money, yeah.
What if I told you they would win 5 in a row and Mizzou would win back-to-back championships?
Yep, take my big toe. Does that affect your balance very much?
He's in the Super Bowl, so obviously not as a running back.
I haven't seen if he loses his balance often, though.
Kevin says...
I haven't been scouting him that much.
That what's his name?
JJP.
JJP. He loses his balance by...
Have you ever seen him fall over when he puts his hand in the ground? Like, he's okay when he just rushes from an upright position, but when he gets in the three-point stance, he weeble wobbles, but then he does fall down.
From the 817, did they call a tow truck? By the way, Raheem
Mostert...
Raheem Mostert also says that his surfing career is on hold, Kevin.
Because of the toe thing?
Not because of the toe thing.
That's a fair question, though.
In his contract, it's a 3-year, $8.7 million contract. It prohibits him from extraordinary sports.
Yeah, he's really toeing the line there.
Okay.
such as surfing.
He nailed it.
That was put in this year. I'm not allowed to. I'll be able to have time to do that when I'm done playing ball, but I'm not too bummed about it. I have one objective, and that is to win the Super Bowl.
All right, let me ask you this.
Go
ahead. Is this going to be a pun?
He credits surfing for his good balance when pushing through tackles. That's what he said. That's what he says.
Would it be a motivational factor for a team to win the Super Bowl if you said all of those extra addendums in your contract are all void if we win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I would do that.
Because hell yeah, I'm going to let you go surf. We won the Super Bowl. You can go and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, or unless you want to win multiple Super Bowls.
I mean, I offered you guys that opportunity and you said no, Corey.
I'm not shooting my toe off for that. That being said... This Sunday is the big game, and
Super Bowl.
And it's going to be, I think, you know, the running backs are going to play a big role in this, especially for the 49ers, because can you rely on Jimmy Garoppolo to carry you to a win? Do you even need to? Can they run the ball? Mostert's going to be one of those guys, and he's being coached by the toughest son of a gun we know, Bobby T, and those are two tough sons of guns right there. And it's a guy, again, that was with Shanahan when Mike Shanahan was winning Super Bowls. And he said, hey, I got to have that coach too, Dad. So now Kyle Shanahan has him as well.
Are you going to lose your mind if at some point he makes a cut or shakes off a tackler and there's nobody in front of him and he makes another cut and just falls over? Are you going to lose it in your living room?
Now I am,
yeah. Out loud?
I'm going to blame it on his missing toe.
I'm going to blame it on that laundry.
Or maybe I'm going to...
I'm never doing laundry again, just in case.
Maybe we're going to say that he's faster because he's lighter, because he doesn't have a big toe.
If he goes surfing, he's really going to have to watch out for the undertow.
Hopefully, Mostert's girlfriend isn't lactose intolerant.
What is happening right now? Is that yours, or is somebody sending that in?
682.
I'm ashamed of you, 682. I'm ashamed of all of this
right now.
The 972
says, instead of a shoe-in for the Pro Bowl, he should be a toe-in.
Fine. If this is what it has to come to.
No.
Obviously, we need to root for the 49ers because their running back is a toe low. Come on, dude. This is only has 9 toes. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. But how thirsty is CBS really?
What?
Plus your chance to win $1,000 next on The Fan.
All right, now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
And we start with Antonio Brown. Really hope he gets it figured out. So he granted an interview to USA Today and said, I put myself in a bad predicament. I'm out of it now, man. Unfortunate situation, but we don't make excuses and we're going to make the best of it. And he said he felt bad. This is a level of self-awareness that I appreciate. I was like, good. He said he felt bad for the kids who looked up to him. He said, I'm going to make them proud, man. I'm planning to come back to the NFL.
Who told him to say that?
You don't think he felt that?
I also wonder if I don't think he did. Okay. I think somebody had to sit him down and remind him of that. And I don't think anybody around him is giving him that advice anyway.
Is that the biggest problem some of them run into, is just being surrounded by the yes men?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think this situation is everybody around him is like, man, he's our alpha. He makes the money. We benefit from being paid by him. Why? And any time somebody says something, he cuts them out of his life. So I'm not saying anything. So they're the last hangers on. So when he went to his mental evaluation, I think he had some therapy, and he had an opportunity for somebody to say, "Hey, do you realize the people that you're affecting, and do you realize how many other people need you?"
Yeah.
And I don't think he did, because I don't think anybody was telling him that part of it, because I don't think they saw it either.
Interesting. Very interesting. For the Bills, cornerback Levi Wallace had shoulder surgery. He injured himself in week 17 off of an interception from Sam Darnold.
Okay.
What?
What was the muscle or ligament or...
I'm not going to say that. He just had shoulder surgery. I have no idea if his labrum was torn or anything like that. Maybe he's in a new relationship. I don't know. Guys, let's talk about the Houston Texans. Remember when we thought Bill O'Brien might get fired? The Texans decided a different thing. They were like, we are going to also make you the general manager. Just like we all expected, right? What the hell is happening over there?
Well, and the speculation was that he was the GM anyways. They just didn't name one, but it was Bill O'Brien the whole time.
But they thought he was bad at it, or like they continue to underachieve, and they're like, we're going to make this promotion official.
Maybe it's because they were like, hey, we never gave him the official title. Maybe he'll get better at it now that there's no muddy waters in terms of if he's the GM or not. Now he's really going to kill it.
I predict that will fail.
How many NFL owners are going to allow this?
Their coach to be the GM?
Yeah.
I don't know how many coaches are GM now. That's a great question.
I mean, Belichick is, right?
Sure.
And that works because he's in charge of the whole program. But I don't know. I just don't know if that's going to work out. He has gained all the power in Houston. He really has. He's done a tremendous job at it. And he's connected that quarterback. And they love that quarterback and that wide receiver. So I think he's there for a while.
Do you remember Chris Dolman? Chris Dolman made it to the Pro Bowl 8 times. He was a first or second team All-Pro player 5 times. Was on the NFL's All-Decade team in the 90s. And he made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, Chris Dolman died last night after a 2-year battle with brain cancer. He was 58.
Dang. Now, I do wonder, Kevin, will his brain be donated? I know, like, and I do.
I would think with the cancer cells, that might. I don't know if that would be apt for CTE research as opposed to cancer research, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. Did you see what Deion Sanders said about the Hall of Fame? He says that too many people are getting into the Hall of Fame.
You get in the Hall of Fame. You get in the Hall of Fame.
And my favorite part was he got asked by Dan Patrick, what about letting Eli Manning in? And he looked at him and said, see, you get the point. He didn't even have to expand. He just jumped from they're letting too many people into the Hall of Fame to Eli Manning, you get the point. And he said, it should be based on, are you that guy? Not just because we have to meet a quota.
Wow.
Is he right?
Man, I think there are a lot of people that are deserving of the Hall of Fame, right? And they are famous for whatever reason. Most of them were famous on a national scale. And I think that Eli Manning is famous on a national scale, across the league, man. So when it comes to, there are a bunch of names I've never heard of, but does that mean that fan bases don't know them? I don't think so. So that's what I'm saying is they might not be famous to me, but are they famous to a lot of other fan bases? Because we don't play the Steelers all the time. So do we know all the Steelers players that were great? No, but do the Steelers and the Bengals and the Ravens fans know the guys that were great? Probably. But so, yeah, I think there are some guys that are famous that you don't go, oh, he was a shutdown cornerback. Deion says that because he was the best.
You sure? Not here to disagree with that at all. Guys, let's talk about some media stuff. Greg Olsen, so the report goes, has a Fox Sports analyst job if he wants it. Fox Sports executives have made it clear if he wants to be a broadcaster next year, they will absolutely offer him a job. He has been battling numerous foot injuries since 2017. He hasn't said anything about his 2020 plans just yet, but you might see Greg Olsen transition over to the media side of it. Now, the gold standard, at least over the last few years of transitioning from media, is Tony Romo. CBS is aware that Romo is going to demand a, quote, huge increase in salary, and they're prepared to make an aggressive offer to try to keep Romo. Would you rather him stick with CBS or move over to Monday Night Football?
If I'm Tony, I'm looking at ESPN and saying, why do I want to go to you?
Because you think they're failing?
Well, they are failing. They do a really bad job at keeping some of their best talent, right?
Okay.
And taking care of them. Look at Jessica Mendoza's situation right now. She didn't do anything wrong. And they're thinking about firing her?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I thought what she said was wrong and I disagreed with it. But that shouldn't be the basis. Just because you disagree with someone, that shouldn't be part of the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Like, if they say something that's, like, egregious or racist or whatever else, like, I understand all that, but it's just an opinion you disagree with and you want to cancel them? I don't get that,
Kevin,
either.
Kevin, we have some hilarious audio you have to listen to in a minute.
All right.
I just want to let you know.
Okay. I will try
it's available.
I will try to keep everyone prepared for the hilarious audio by talking a little bit about Pat Mahomes.
I'm so excited for this.
Did you see the brilliant statement from Clark Hunt about Pat Mahomes' contract extension?
I did not.
So he's eligible for a contract extension after this year. And he said, there'll be a right time, maybe in like the next 12 or 15 months, to give Patrick an extension, something that'll work for the player and the club. Is that really what you want to say right now? Like, before the Super Bowl? Like, I would just even lie if I had to and be like, yeah, as soon as this game is over, we want to have those conversations.
I mean, I don't know. They're paying him, right? They're paying him.
Oh,
so they already know that it's all...
If not, let's franchise Dak for the next 2 years and then swoop in and get Pat Mahomes. Hey, speaking of Pat Mahomes, remember when Trent Dilfer said that the Chiefs are going to get blown out?
Yep.
Sharif this morning said that he's questioning whether or not they'll ever have Trent Dilfer on again because of his credibility.
Wow.
And that's one of his favorite guys.
Okay, if you want to hammer that home, do you know when the last time Pat Mahomes' team lost by more than 7 points was? Who did they lose to by more than 7 points?
Pee Wee football.
Okay, not that far back.
Was it in the NFL?
Nope.
Texas Tech? Was it against OU?
It was against Iowa State.
Oh, man, it's always hard.
The old Cyclones.
November 19th, 2016, Pat Mahomes' Texas Tech team lost to Iowa State 66-10 for the record. So they lost 66-10.
Jack Trice Stadium, dude.
He hasn't lost by more than 7 points in 3.5 years.
That's amazing.
It really is.
So if you're trying to pick the spread on this one, then you definitely, you know, you're really tight here. This is the one you want.
Good luck. And by the way, Gronk said that he thinks Tom Brady deserves to see what's out there in terms of contracts. And he thinks that Tom Brady is going to truly look into free agency and see if he wants to move on.
Kevin, this was posted to me on the 105 Through the Fan Club Tolo page. QBs to play for the Niners, then start a playoff game for the Chiefs.
Joe Montana,
Alex Smith, Steve Bono, Elvis Gerbach, and Steve DeBerg.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Is this tied into the audio that you want to play?
This has absolutely nothing to do with the audio.
Go for it.
You know who Jalen Smith is?
I do.
Clear eye view.
he has a new partner that he's partnering up with for an ad.
Oh, no.
And here's the commercial.
Oh, no.
What's up? It's Jalen Smith, and I'm teaming up with Trojan Brand Condoms to make sure you have the protection you need to explore with confidence for the big game on Sunday and beyond.
Big game.
Since we all know that defense wins championships, during the game, my friends at Trojan are throwing a Trojan sack party and are giving away a year's supply of condoms for each sack. To get in on the action, retweet this tweet to enter. And to all my guys playing on Sunday, be sure to wrap up. The quarterback, that is.
Yes! Yo, he deserves that Pro Bowl nod now.
A Trojan sack party?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What? I'm dying! I'm sorry, man.
What you're
I'm
experiencing
so
right now is the magic of radio that we can say a Trojan sack party.
Yeah.
Because Jalen Smith is going to say that for a commercial. For every sack that there is in the Super Bowl, there's going to be a year's worth of condoms given out.
Yeah. So are you guys going to retweet that or what? I already did. I quote retweeted it, though, so
man,
I don't know if I'm eligible.
A year's worth of that for you is a whole different level, though, right?
Yeah, how many? Is this like one a day or is like...
From the 214, he sounds like he's not trying to laugh while doing that.
It looks like he's not trying not to laugh, too.
Absolutely.
Which I don't understand what's so funny about safe sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he goes, be sure to wrap up
the quarterback. That is.
He knows the bit. All right. That's like obviously amazing. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we will get instant reaction to that commercial from Kendrick Perkins.
Trojan sack party.
We need to play that for our radio.com NBA insider, Kendrick Perkins. We will have him on next right here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.